Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, find out what happens when a kid from the neighborhood is called upon to save indie rock.
Plus, we tell you why you should worry.
Why?
Jeff Rosenstock's album is called Worry.
Oh, all right. Hey, we're back in the basement. We never left, really.
Not really. We never really do mentally leave the basement.
You know, just so people don't think that we like come back each day, record a new one. We kind of do them all at once, and then we, you know, parse them out like taking medication.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, you get the whole bottle, but you really should only take one.
Parse
a day.
Them into milligrams. Yeah, that's right. Okay. And follow the directions carefully on the label. So one a day should do you right.
Yes, and if you get something that lasts 4 hours, consult with somebody.
Yeah, okay. Call the hotline immediately and we'll help you through that.
Yeah. All right, so you have found Rockin' the Suburbs. It's a podcast with me, Jim Lenihan.
And I, who remain Patrick Foster.
And we talk about music. And if you listened yesterday, and if you didn't, go back and do that, we talked about some albums that we discovered from 2016 by virtue of reading some best of lists that others have published, which is a great thing, and people should go out and do that because it's a great way to discover
absolutely
music.
Published and curated, and you know, there's tons of great ones out there, but I don't know. I've read a lot, Jim. I've read Pitchfork. I've read Consequence of Sound. I read Guardian, BBC, Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
I've read a lot.
NPR. Stereo Gum, NPR, yep. New York Times, Entertainment Weekly. Mm-hmm. A lot of different ones. I love just sort of collecting them. Spin, you know, Spin mm-hmm. is still around.
I didn't. No,
they are.
Did you buy it? Is it a magazine still, or is it on the internet?
I think it's just on the internet.
Okay.
So, all right. So we're gonna make two more picks here of the stuff that
two
we
more
thought
new discoveries
was really cool from these lists. I'm going to start with a little story about a band called Car Seat Headrest.
Okay.
So I knew this band already.
All right.
You did too. I think I discovered them because in 2015, they put out a record called Teens of Style.
That's right.
And I bought that record. I actually have it on cassette.
Fantastic.
It's on the Matador label.
Yes.
And I listened to it and I did like it, but I would say that I wasn't necessarily blown away by it the way a lot of critics were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to give you a sense of, you know, what Car Seat Headrest, sort of like I think why a lot of people are really interested in them is because why the critics really love them in particular is because this guy Will Toledo, he meshes a lot of sounds together.
Yeah.
The songs kind of go off in different directions. There's obviously a lot of talent there. There's a lot of thought put into this stuff, and he's experimenting with different ideas. And sometimes even within the course of one song, you don't even necessarily know where the song starts or ends, and it just kind of veers off in different things. It's the kind of thing that critics really love because they listen to so much music and they want something that's different and new and all of that.
Right.
Okay, and I get all that. And I did buy, as I said, I bought that album Teens of Style, mm-hmm. and I listened to it, and I thought, yeah, it's pretty good, but I didn't think it was great. Then they release in 2016 this album, Teens of Denial.
Yep.
And it gets even more critical acclaim than the one before, to the point where I was just like, stop already.
Right.
Okay. Oh, and then also when we were at South by Southwest, I went to see Car Seat Headrest.
Played at a church, right?
And they played at a church. And Jasper Cold, our friend Jasper, was with us.
Yes.
And both of us left just sort of like shrugging our shoulders like, what's the big deal with them? Again, good, but we weren't blown away. And maybe it's the curse of high expectations. You enter a show thinking this is just going to be incredible. And, you know, it was pretty good. Part of it might've been the setting. Everybody seems to like the shows at that church, but I just found it off-putting in some way. Maybe I just wasn't
sterile.
A right frame of mind.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, to be fair, also to the artist, when you go to South by Southwest, at some point you tend to suffer some music fatigue.
You do.
And you're just kind of tired and you've heard so many things. So
yeah.
All of that led me to not wanting to like Teens of Denial because I was just like, no, I
it's a lot of red flags.
Yeah,
it really
I don't want to like it. But like I said, it made a lot of best of lists. So I listened to it again with fresh ears And now I'm in love with this record.
Good for you. I'm glad you did, because it's hard to do that. I will say kudos to you, because it's hard to do that. It's hard when you get a preformed opinion, whether that's either by so many people talking about it, or you know, thinking or getting a preset notion, especially seeing a band. I mean, you went a little farther than just reading a bunch of positive critical reviews and saying, I don't know, this doesn't sound like my thing. But you actually saw them, had some of their early work. And so to still be able to go back and listen to it with fresh ears, my hat's off to you.
All right. So let's hear the song that's kind of the current single, if there even is singles anymore, I don't know. But the one I think that they're promoting. And it, well, you'll hear, I think, something here that speaks to why I like it. Hang on.
Drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales.
Okay, so that's Drunk Drivers / Killer Whales.
/
Yes. And to get back to what I was talking about before, about songs that kind of like veer off in different directions, or you don't even know, like this is even in some ways like two songs meshed into one, right? Because they're kind of thematically about different ideas, but the whole Drunk Drivers and the Killer Whales, it's like one is kind of like the verse and the other is the chorus or whatever. And it kind of, but anyway, all I got to say is, I love the, you know, the changes in dynamics. I love the way the song builds. The song is actually over 6 minutes long.
Yeah. A lot of them are kind of sweet-like.
And again, it's another thing that maybe I wouldn't like. There's even some longer songs on this record because I'm not a big fan of, you know, pretension, maybe things like that. Yeah. But you will win me over when you have a chorus or a hook that is that catchy, is that whole part about it doesn't have to be like this. I can't get out of my head, and I mean that as a good thing, right?
It's just
awesome. And so now I'm just like in love with this record, and I listen to it like all the time.
That's great. Good for you. Yeah. And I think, you know, I do think it's a great guitar record. It really is. And you know, he's got creative ideas. I like the way he weaves them together. I like that it's nonlinear. That always keeps you listening, you know, when the parts kind of pop in and out and kind of flow underneath each other, kind of overlap at times. It's very cool.
And Suburban shout out, Will is originally from Leesburg, Virginia, right up the road here from my house.
There it is. Right.
I didn't know him then, but a coworker of mine who lives in the area said that he would see him walking around with like big headphones on. Like he knew of this guy already, walking around downtown Leesburg with like big headphones on and stuff like that.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Just getting into tunes, right? Yeah. Or imagining him in his head.
So, okay. So that was my pick.
Well done.
And now let's take a little break and we'll come back with your pick, Patrick.
Okay.
So, Patrick, I just want to take a moment here to explain to our listeners, this is exposition here, what they can do to help out the podcast if they like it.
Why would they do that?
Well, hopefully they like Rock in the Suburbs. They want to keep it going.
Oh, they're nice people. I get it.
Yeah. And one of the ways they can do that is by... listen to this. Take notes at home if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes.
That's easy.
You find Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes. You hit the little subscribe button.
Yep.
Either on your computer or your phone.
Super easy.
And then if you could, just take a few moments, rate and review the show on iTunes. That helps us out because it makes the thing more visible to other people. And then they listen to it. And
that's right.
We grow.
Talk about our triceps.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what people should rate. Rate us on.
Oh, you said iTunes. I'm sorry. I thought you said something different.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm kind of off topic here, but go ahead and do that. And then, if you're not an iTunes user, you can also follow the show on Audioboom. So that's also something you can do. There's like a follow button on there. If you have an Android device, you can do that. And then
Get
updates on when we have new episodes, which is pretty much all the time. So just keep checking in.
Every day.
Yeah. So please do those things.
Perfect.
And we're back on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Still in the basement.
Still in the basement.
Yeah.
Still talking about music from 2016. And Patrick, what do you want to play?
I saw this this guy, Jeff Rosenstock's name. He has a record this year called, or last year called Worry. You know, you'll go to these lists and it's, here's the top 50 albums of 2016, right? And you'll start scrolling through and it'll start with 50, and they almost always seem to go numerical order, right? So you start at the lower reaches and go up to the big reveal. But I saw this guy's name and this record in a whole bunch of lower reaches, right? I saw some 40s and some 38s and, you know, some...
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, it's got to be pretty decent, right? And then I was reading a column on online written by a friend of ours who we know a little bit, called Nate Scott.
Right, and, our friend Nate.
Yeah, our friend Nate Scott. And was doing the same thing, scrolling through, saw a lot of this sort of, you know, usual suspects, saw, you know, Frank Ocean and Beyonce and, you know, a lot of great records, right? But then at number one was this Jeff Rosenstock album called Worry, the very number one record. So I'm like, okay, this changes the game. Like, I know Nate a little bit. If this is the number one record, I'm immediately putting it on my list and gonna play it. And I fell in love with it. It's fantastic. Short, indie punk, heartfelt, melodically aching at times, melodically clever at times, lyrically. It's just kind of taking a look at the cycle of life for someone who's a little bit of a younger person, probably than I am, but that's a lot of the population. A lot of the trials, tribulations, decisions, heartbreak, and thoughts that go through your mind, and it's all kind of crammed together. Ideally, having it on... probably on a vinyl thing would be the best thing to do, because it really seems like there's a lot of care taken to band these tracks together, right? So it's not made for sort of your CD or online streaming where there's kind of an automatic break, you know, because they have to band the tracks out 1 through 20 or whatever it is. But yeah, the record's called Worry, and let's hear a little bit of a song here called Pash Rash.
Well, no, hang on. So the song okay, this is the confusion. And this is similar.
Oh, this is right.
This is similar
this
to
is
the,
why I'm confused. Yes, okay.
Kind of similar to the car seat headrest, where songs kind of run together and things like that. Right.
And so I've been listening to it online, streaming it.
Right.
Right.
And so what happened was, the song that you want to play is called Festival Song.
That's right.
But it starts with a little intro.
At the end of the song called Pash Rash.
End of the other song. We had to figure this out.
Right. So I want,
So we're going to hear the intro, and then we're going to go into Festival Song.
That's right.
All right.
I want the song of the American dorm room.
So there you get a little bit of that, right? There's a lot of shout-along choruses. There's a lot of great hooks. The songs build to climaxes, then they kind of crash like a wave, and then they come back up again. And most of it happens within like a minute and 25, minute and 40 seconds. So, but yeah, that's you know, streaming it online, I heard that I want the song of the American dorm room, and then it kicks into this next one, and I'm like, oh, that's got to be the beginning of the song.
Right. So, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So I really loved it, and it's really, really just starting to grow on me now. I'm kind of in the honeymoon phase with this record, so I listened to it tonight on the way over to your place, Jim, and I'll probably listen to it on the way home. I'm in that kind of a phase with it right now.
So I'm looking at Jeff Rosenstock's bio on Spotify, and this is his solo debut,
album. Yeah.
But he was in bands called Bomb the Music Industry.
Uh-huh. And with an exclamation point, I believe.
Exclamation point, yes. Mm-hmm. And the Arrogant Sons of Bitches. That's right.
Which I believe was a ska band, if I'm not incorrect.
And there's some ska on this solo record, right?
You can definitely
right?
hear some ska influence, Speed It Up, and, you know, probably layered over with a little more guitar than most ska might have. But, yeah, not his first time around the block, but first one under his you know, name.
But also getting back to our friend Jasper Colt. So Jeff Rosenstock apparently at some point played in some different ska bands, including one of Jasper's favorites, Mustard Plug.
Mustard Plug, yeah. You guys went to see them, I believe, right?
Jasper did, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, that's right.
All right, cool. Jeff Rosenstock. Okay, so I think we have a couple more albums that we want to talk about, but we'll do that tomorrow.
24 hours away.
So we'll get into our bedrolls.
That's right.
Right now.
Refresh our brains.
That's right. And then we'll come back tomorrow. We'll wake up tomorrow morning and we'll talk about two more.
Fantastic.
On Rockin' the Suburbs, which you can find on iTunes or Audio Boom. And tell us about some of your favorite albums. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook at Suburbs Pod. You can email us suburbspod@gmail.com. And the best thing of all is call our hotline.
Always the best
where you can
thing.
Leave a message and then we can put your voice on the show. And that number is 612-440-1984. Oh, yes. Very nice.
1984,
okay. All right. Once again, I'm Jim Lenihan.
I remain Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.